This is a Dave Instrance, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the Kay State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your Kay State Research and Extension report. Problems with blue-green algae and their associated toxins are most common during the summer and may become widespread in years with long periods of hot, dry weather. Occasionally, blue-green algae rapidly reproduce and form blooms or large colonies that are visible as a scum on the water's surface. They also may change the water color of a pond. Such blooms are often referred to as harmful algae blooms. These are typically most severe in stagnant areas such as coves or inlets, where wind disturbance of the water surface is minimal and water temperatures are higher. Although agricultural nutrient runoff is a known risk factor, harmful algae blooms are also found in ponds surrounded by rangeland, where agricultural nutrient loading is rarely an issue. Other environmental factors that may favor the formation of blooms include hot, sunny weather with little wind. Ponds with relatively clear water or low water movement may be more likely to produce harmful algae blooms due to high sunlight availability throughout the water column. Most toxins that are produced during harmful algae blooms are stored within the cyanobacteria until they die. As the cyanobacteria decompose, they release stored toxins into the water. A pond containing a harmful algae bloom may be covered with a scum that looks like bright green paint, but other colors are possible, varying from blue-green to gray and occasionally red or brown. Some types are filamentous and may form slimy strands and cling to each other. If blue-green algae is suspected, a water sample can be collected and sent to the Kansas State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. If a pond contains a harmful algae bloom, copper sulfate can be used to kill the blue-green algae. This chemical, however, will also kill competing organisms such as green algae, which help keep blue-green algae in check. Copper does not break down but remains in pond sediment, where it can affect pond ecology for many years. Sheep are sensitive to copper and should not be allowed access to a pond that has been treated with copper sulfate. Hazardous levels of copper may remain in the water and plants growing near the treated ponds for several years after treatment. As blue-green algae die after the chemical application, toxins are released from the organisms and dispersed more widely. A second option is to reduce the amount of sunshine available to the blue-green algae. Spreading wheat or barley straw in a thin layer across the surface will shade the algae and may result in a decrease in blue-green algae bloom size. This has been a Dave Instrance with your K-State Research and Extension report.